Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila Madani Qaida. For those of you who have been with us from the beginning or for most of the episodes, as you know, the purpose of this silsila Madani Qaida is for us to rectify our Quranic pronunciations. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have reached towards the end of our Madani Qaidas, of our episodes and lessons. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will be the penultimate episode, and the next episode will be the final episode. We will go over very important surahs, for example, Suratul Fatiha, Tashahud, Dua-i Qunut, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in our final episode. But right now, Madani Qaidas, page number 43, lesson number 21, we are going to do and go over the waqf, the stopping or the pauses of the Holy Quran. Before that, please do make good intentions. As the founder of Dawud Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Al-Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah emphasizes on this point of making good intentions before good actions. Make the good intentions right now that I'm listening to and I'm participating in this silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that, to practice upon that and teach others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat and salutations upon the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the cream of creation, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As is mentioned in the summary of narration, that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood or salat upon me, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, as I had mentioned, we are going to go over the chapter or the lesson of waqf, of pause. And you can follow on screen as well if you haven't, if you don't have a Madani Qaida or you haven't downloaded for free the Madani Qaida application from DawoodIslami.net as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. On page 43, if we look at the word waqf, what is the definition of this? What does it mean? It means that to pause or to stop at whichever word the waqf is to be done, the end of the voice and the breath of the last letter of that word will take place. What does this mean? That where you are performing the waqf, the stop, the pause, then the last letter of that word, at the end, the breath and the voice will end there, on that last letter. Okay? If zabr zair pesh, which means if fatha, dhamma, or kasra, or vertical kasra, or inverted dhamma, is present on the last letter of the word, then make the last letter a saakin when we are stopping, when we are performing waqf. If a fathatain, a double fatha, is found on the last letter of the word, then pronounce it as an alif when making waqf. Now remember, understand these points. Yes, inshallah Azza wa Jal, after we explain all of these details, we are going to go over the examples which you may find on page 44 and 45 as well. But understand these points, that when, for example, there's a fathatain at the last letter or on the last letter of the word, when we are ending, then we will pronounce the alif when we are ending. If the last letter of the word is a rounded ta, as you can see in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, the ta which has a circle in it. So if the last letter is a rounded ta, then it doesn't matter which harakat it has, or even tanween, it will be pronounced as a ha. The sound will have, it will be a ha sound when we are making waqf, when we are ending or pausing there. When we are making waqf, a vertical fatha or the letters of madda and sakin letters do not change. Okay? In the case of waqf on a mushaddad letter, do you remember mushaddad letter? A letter which has a tashdeed, the W-like symbol, or the tashdeed will be maintained. In the case of waqf on a mushaddad letter, the tashdeed will be maintained, but the harakat will not be made apparent. This as well, we will find it in the examples. Please do go over these notes. They are very important, and understand them, right? If we turn to the next page, page 44, at the top, Noon Qutli. What does this mean? When there is a Hamza Wasli after a Tanween, the Hamza Wasli is dropped in the case of Wasl, which means without stopping, and the Noon Sakin of Tanween is given a Kasra, and a small Noon is normally shown with it. This Noon, that small Noon, is called Noon Qutli. This we will see in the examples as they come, inshallah. Okay, signs of waqf. There are certain signs and symbols that you will find in the Holy Quran, and they are all signs of waqf, signs of stopping or pausing. But they have different rulings. Let's have a look at them. If you look at Madani point here, A, the circular sign, when you find this in the Holy Quran, this is a sign of waqf tam. It means that a Quranic verse has been completed and we should stop at this place. We should pause, we should make a waqf, we should stop at this place. Alright? B, the meem. When we see the little meem, then this is a sign of waqf lazim. It's necessary for us to stop over there, to make waqf. The next point, Ta is a sign of waqf mutlaq, and it is better to pause there, it is better to stop. Jeem, this is a sign of waqf jaiz. This means that it is better to make a pause to stop, but it is allowed to continue. The letter za, if we find this, it is a sign of waqf mujawwaz. This means it is allowed to pause, it is allowed to stop, but it is better to continue. It is better to avoid pausing and stopping, and better to continue. If we see the sword, the little sword, this is a sign of waqf, murakhas. And this means that one should not pause, one should not stop, one must continue. Okay? And the last point, the lam alif. If we see the sign, the lam alif, above the circular sign, if this is present above the sign of an ayah, of a verse, then there is a difference in opinion whether to make a pause, to stop or not. If the lam alif is present without the sign of the verse, without the ayah, that circular sign, then don't pause there, continue. So keep these symbols in mind. Keep revising this until we completely understand it. We have memorized it, we have understood it. So when we open the glorious Quran, and when we find these signs or symbols, we know what it means. Even if we forget, it's possible that we can forget or confuse it. Always refer to your Madani Qaidas, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to refresh our memories so that we can correctly pronounce the letters, the words, and correctly implement the rules and the laws of the tajweed in the Holy Quran, inshallah azza wa jal. Let us now go into the examples. Look carefully, especially at the ending of the letters. Look at the ending. We have the words here, And we have different examples of different waqfs, different stops. And look at the last letter, what symbol, what sign it has, and listen to how the ending takes place. Alright? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. صادقين صادقين. Alright, I don't need to tell you this, but it's just a kind reminder that always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Keep in mind the qareeb as-sawt. Keep in mind the letters of musta'liya, the letters of neen, the letters of madda, the letters of qalqala, the other rules and laws, ikhfa, izhar, idgham, where ghunna applies and where it doesn't. Keep all of this in mind, whatever we have learned up to date, and implement them. Revise them so that we can remember and refresh our minds, and then we can implement them in the Holy Quran with good intentions, inshallah azza wa jalla. In this example, we are not saying صَادِقِينَ. As you can see, the circular symbol, it means that the waqf, that's a stop. And therefore, we are pronouncing in this manner, صادقين. As we mentioned in the previous page, this rule is that when you see the fatha on the last letter, give that letter a sakin, a jazm, and pronounce it in that manner. صادقين. Now, the letter or the word below it. Above we have صادقين. And look at the word below it. It's actually the same word, but it's showing you that how we must implement, how we must apply this. Look at the last letter, صادقين, we have on the top, right? At the bottom, same thing, but look at the last letter, noon, which is highlighted in green. It has a sakin. This is how we must pronounce it. In fact, all the examples that you see, the top part will be how it is found in the glorious Quran. And the bottom is how you must pronounce it. It's just there to help us, to aid us and to assist us in correctly pronouncing these stops, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On to the next example. We will continue, inshallah azza wa jalla, and look at the bottom, to help you in correctly pronouncing the top, how it's found in the Holy Quran. Nadimeen. Nadimeen. Mustaqeem. Mustaqeem. Fee. شفتين شفتين بالحق بالحق. Alright, now here you can see that we have a tashdeed. The letter qaf is mushaddad because it has a tashdeed, that W-like symbol. We are not pronouncing that kasra. We are not saying bil haqqi. No. We are stopping at the sound of the qaf without pronouncing its haraka, without pronouncing the kasra in this case. And remember, qaf is part of the letters of qalqala, and therefore the echoing or bouncing sound must be made, and it must be more emphasized when there is a tashdeed on the letter. بالحق. On to the next page. نستعين نستعين يشاء. Alright, here you can see the طا. طا is one of the waqf symbols or signs, and you've just heard how we have stopped here. We have the Hamza and we must have the slight jerking sound, not too much. If we jerk the sound too much, it will be as if we are adding a fatha on this hamza. That will be incorrect. A slight jerking sound must be made. Yasha min qabl. من قبل شهر شهر raw here has a kasratain and therefore we must change this when we are ending when we are doing waqf into a jazm or a sakin and slightly pronounce the sound of the raw itself not too much we should not say shahr If we have the r sound, this will be incorrect. Slightly you must pronounce the sound of the raw. Shahr. Shay. Shay. Here as well. Since we are ending with the hamza and it has a kasratain, then a slight jerking sound must be made. Shay. Qist. Qist. Lahu, lahu. This waw is getting a temporary sakin or temporary jazm, and the sound of the waw will be therefore pronounced slightly. Lahu, qadir, qadir, barq. Barq. Alright, here we have a qaf with a dhammatain and we are removing that when we are making waqf, when we are stopping, we are removing this and we are giving it a temporary jazm or temporary sakin. And therefore we are pronouncing barq. Now if we are continuing, because in this case we are allowed to continue, if you look at point D on page 44, jim, This is a sign of waqf, jaiz. And it's better to stop but allowed to continue. If we are continuing, okay, if we are stopping, we will say barq. If we are continuing, we will say barqun, barqun. And then continue with whatever letters or words come thereafter. Bih, bih. Here as well. If you are continuing, you will say bihi and you will continue. If you are stopping, bih. Ibadih. Ibadih. Bi amrih. Bi amrih. Bi amrih. Again, below each word you will see how we should pronounce when we are stopping, when we are making waqf. Rabbah, Rabbah, Akhladah, Akhladah, Mawazinuh, Mawazinuh, Alfafa, Alfafa. Alright, if you remember, we had mentioned that when the last letter of the word has a fathatain, then we make it into an alif, as in this example. We are not saying alfafan. We are saying, look at the word below the top, alfafa. That's how we will pronounce it. Alfafa. When we are stopping. The next example is the same as well. Ilma, ilma, nabiyya, 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 quwwah, quwwah, raqabah, raqabah, جارية Jariyah. All right, here, as we mentioned, that when you see the ta, the rounded ta, and this is a perfect example, that the rounded ta is found at the end, and therefore when we are stopping, it doesn't matter what, which harakat or which tanween this ta has, we will stop and pronounce the sound of iha, as in this example. Jariyah. Watawalla. Watawalla. This example remains the same, whether we are stopping or we are continuing, but since we have the circular sign, which is a waqf tam, we will pronounce, we will stop, because we are supposed to stop here, and we will pronounce it the same. Watawalla. In the next two examples as well. Minal ula. Minal ula. Fatarḍa. 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 Wanḥar. Wanḥar. Farghab. Farghab. Again, ba is part of the huruf or the letters of qalqalah. You can see ba has a jazm musakin here, and when we are stopping or when we are pronouncing this this rule, that slight echoing or bouncing sound must be made. Farghab. Fahaddith. Fahaddith. Fiha. Fiha. Tahtadu. Tahtadu. Qawli. Qawli. Alright, in these examples, we can see the example of the Noon Qutni. If you see on page 44, the Madani point, right at the top, the definition of what a Noon Qutni is, right? And here as well, in these six examples, you can see that little Noon, that small Noon, that is the Noon Qutni. And we will pronounce that Noon when we are reciting, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Khayranil wasiyyatu. Khayranil wasiyyatu. Alright, now the top example is with the Noon Qutni, and we are continuing. Khayranil. Khayranil wasiyyatu. And the bottom example of this in the same block is, if we are stopping, khayra al-wasiyyatu. Can you see the difference? The bottom one is when we are stopping, khayra al-wasiyyatu. And the top example is when we are continuing, khayranil wasiyyatu. The next example is the same. Shibanis. Sama'u. Shibanis sama'u. And the example below it, Shiba as-sama'u. Munibin idkhuluha. Munibin idkhuluha. Here example, here as well, if you are continuing, then you will pronounce the Noon Qutni in this manner. And if you are stopping, you will say, Munib udkhuluha. So if you are stopping, Munib udkhuluha. And if we are continuing, munibin idkhuluha, mubinin iqtulu. if you are continuing, if you are stopping, look at the bottom example. Mubeen, uqtulu. And the top example, if we are continuing, mubeenin iqtulu. Qadirun alladhi. This is if we are continuing. Qadirun alladhi. Once more. Qadirun alladhi. And if you are stopping, look at the bottom example. Qadir alladhi. And look at the last block, the last example. Khabiran alladhi. Khabiran alladhi. If you are continuing, Khabiran alladhi. And if you are stopping, look at the bottom example. Khabiran alladhi. Okay, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that was very simple, but concentration is necessary, revision is necessary. If we do this, inshallah azza wa jal, these terms, these rules and laws will become simple and easy for us. And therefore it will be easier for us to implement them and practice them when we are reciting the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have completed lesson number 21 regarding the waqf. It is necessary for us, inshallah azza wa jal, to please take out that 5 minutes or 12 minutes and go over this work, or enroll in Madrasatul Madina, even online as well for your convenience. Join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami is actively promoting the blessed Quran and the glorious Sunnah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam across the globe in more than 100 different departments. You too can join this beautiful Madani movement for Islah and reformation of yourself, your family members, your children, your brothers, your sisters, and other family members and friends, and your society, inshallah, azza wa jalla. This is what we want. We want our societies to bloom, to become peaceful, to become understanding and united, so that we can live as upright Muslims, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And Dawud Islam is there for us to help you in this regard. In fact, this is the Madani Maqsad, this is the Madani mission statement of Dawud Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. Do join us in our next episode, our final episode of this beautiful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.